Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
I'm Damien Henderson, I'm principal of King William's College and the Buchan School in Castletown. It's a very exciting week. We have announced a new blended A-level pathway in sixth form to sit alongside our existing IB diploma programme. So students will be able to take A-levels via our partner school. We're partnering with an independent online school called King's Inter High, and students will be able to stay here for sixth form or join for sixth form and be KWC students, but have their lessons, their A-level supported online lessons with King's Inter High from a specially created hub room within our campus. And this is very exciting. We've never done anything like this before. We don't think many schools at all worldwide are doing anything like this level of innovation. It increases massively the number of subjects we can offer in sixth form, and it also addresses a problem of affordability, which some parents, whether they're island parents or international parents, have been bumping up against in recent years for obvious reasons. So we're absolutely thrilled.
And just explain a little bit how it works, because it's a blended pathway, isn't it? So what does that mean?
So blending in two ways. Firstly, the students will have a mixture or blend of online instruction, that's their academic instruction with King's Inter High, and they will also have pastoral and co-curricular instruction, education, as normal KWC students. So they'll have their lessons in the online hub room and everything else in person as a normal sixth form student here would. So they arrive at the same time. They have the same community time in the morning, chapel, assembly, tutor time. They have the same break times and lunch times. They have the same games, sport, music, drama, after school clubs, everything. But where the IB students would go to in-person lessons, they will go and log on to their online A-level lessons in this specially created hub, supported by a teaching and learning assistant to facilitate their participation and engagement in the online lessons.
And why is this something that KWC wanted to introduce here and wanted to offer?
For some years, we've had comments that not every child is a wildly enthusiastic about the IB. Plus, the fee that we're having to charge nowadays post the introduction of VAT is outside the reach of many household budgets. So this is addressing both of those things head on. We're taking the bull by the horns and innovating in the spirit of being an independent school in an independent jurisdiction with our own proud history, both as a college and as an island. So it's the appropriate move at the appropriate time for both of those key areas of subject choice and affordability.
Because how much of a challenge has it been in the past few years as an independent school with a lot of the global changes and UK changes that have been happening?
It has been extremely challenging, and it's no surprise to anyone if I list the headwinds that have been coursing through our sector. It started, I guess, with Brexit. I know the Isle of Man was not directly affected by Brexit, but international boarding students were, losing faith in the British system as being unfriendly towards them. The pandemic didn't help either. More recently, affordability, cost of living, issues with visas, immigration difficulties, delays have all challenged our student role. And most recently, as everyone knows, the imposition of VAT on independent school fees last January by the UK Labour government. So we absorbed the VAT for two terms, but we've had to start raising the fee. And this new project that we're doing, this tie-up with King's Inter High, allows us to reset that fee at a level that's more accessible to more household budgets.
How much is that a factor, are you seeing, for prospective students and their families coming here and the affordability side of things?
Definitely. Many students won't even look at King William's College because they assume that it's out of their reach. We're not talking numbers here today, but people are encouraged to log on to the website and look exactly at what that means for this new sixth form pathway, which compares very favourably with the average cost of an independent school education in the UK.
Do you think this move could be interpreted as a lack of faith in the IB system?
This is all positive. We are inflating our sixth form curriculum. We've been delivering IB now for well over 20 years. We're a proud IB world school. The feedback we have from our five-year evaluations and for our alumni who've done the IB has always been glowing in terms of what it offers them as a sixth form experience for university entrance and for employment. Also in terms of their personal development, they become these wonderful, rounded young people. And one of the really exciting things about this new blended pathway is that students who take A-levels online will also be able to access in-person education of parts of the IB diploma. So they'll be able to do elements perhaps of the IB core, which involves maybe doing an extended essay, or parts of the creativity, activity and service program, which is a self-development initiative. Perhaps they might be able to borrow an IB subject. So they will have a profile which is truly unique, blending the best of both worlds. The online A-levels provided by King's Inter High, our partner of 20 years experience with this very stable technological package that they have, and the tried and tested trademark friendliness and joy of being a KWC sixth form student.
There will be some people, though, who raise their eyebrows at the idea of courses being taught predominantly online while in a physical school. So what would you say to those people?
They will be, absolutely. A lot of people are very curious about how this is going to work. Interestingly, the people who are completely unfazed by it are the young people whose normality is now an online existence, or this blended existence that we've been talking about. So we're sitting here today, 5 years after the second lockdown in the UK. I was working in the UK at the time, and we were all teaching online and struggling with emergency remote instruction. But when it ended, there was a beguiling idea that we could keep some of the elements of what we were doing during the pandemic, these so-called COVID keepers. Microsoft Teams was one of them. This is not a plug for Microsoft, by the way, but other platforms are available, but that's what we use. And many other broad approaches to education have stuck in all of our minds. And it's really exciting to be able to announce this new project 5 years after the end of that, 5 years on from the second COVID lockdown in the UK. So yes, it's an interesting proposition, but will not deter the young people when they get to it at all. They're extremely adaptable, very used to using technology. The next step that everyone will go on to after school, of course, in university, will be blended. They'll be using technology. If they go straight into the world of work, or if they go to do a degree and then work, the world of work is also a blended working environment for the vast majority of professions. So yes, it'll be a unique sixth form experience for them, but will give them the credentials that they need to get where they need to go, and arguably even more relevant life skills for the life that they're going to have, probably living and working to see the 22nd century. Therefore, it's not anomalous for them to be having this blended approach when they're in 16, 17 years old.
And what are you hoping that this says about the future for King William's College?
I'm hoping that it is not the only exciting announcement that we'll be making this term. We've got other work in process. We have just completed the move of the Buchan School, as everyone knows, from its former home in Castletown at the West Hill site to the KWC campus, and that's been absolutely brilliant. We've got other things that we're working on to secure a more sustainable future for college as we come up to our 200-year anniversary in a few short years.
And in terms of the Buchan site relocating here and that merger, how has that all gone now that you've had a bit of time to get settled into it?
The staff have done really well and the children have been absolutely fantastic, and I'm very proud of what we've achieved. We still need to do some landscaping. We still need to sort out some of the bits of the car park. And we still need to move the nursery from its current home, still at the West Hill site, onto the same campus. So that's what we'll be working on in the two terms ahead.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.